Gentlemen, you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most technically plagued 2 hours in talk radio. Bernie, you wanted to wrap up with some of the elements of Andy's story.
Yes.
We only have about 10 minutes. Go for your life.
Okay. Agnew was a very great man, and he really brought a lot of people together that he saw that could do these type of missions. And you know, I wouldn't have done a lot of these missions if he hadn't encouraged me. I remember him quite well. I knew his name was Agnew, which I later found out there was a vice president by that name. I don't know if they were related, but I did ask him one time, there was a vice president by your name. Global warming was discussed, although it wasn't really a big deal. My theory was that if you take the cubic feet of water existing on this planet and take the amount of ice on this planet and melt that ice, by now we should have basically 2 to 4 feet of water in Manhattan. So I know they gave a bunch of Nobel Prizes out for all this, but I did quite a bit of amount of work myself and never got recognized. But my whole basic theory is, where is the water going? It's got to be going someplace. So that's an issue. I think even some court people recognize that too. This whole psychotronic thing is quite new to me. I know it's low level electronic warfare. This whole teleportation issue as to what we're going to do with it ultimately is an issue. The mandate from Congress to find practical uses for teleportation. I think sending mail and packages like we do UPS or FedEx, surely that could be used for that. I don't see why. I was even commenting about that 36 years ago, why it couldn't be used. Somebody said that it cost too much money to do, but that is yet to be proved or disproved. I was told that Telsa technology was involved in this. I've seen a lot of Telsa's devices. And let me assure one and all the listeners out there who know me, these devices have never been duplicated. I could not determine what kind of metal they were. They were very peculiar looking, but they offered a lot of promise as far as what they could do. In fact, I'm speaking with Tom right now about some of them. One device actually lit up a great area quite brilliantly with very soft light. And I discovered that it was all protons inside. So we generate power with power generation, power transmission, which I know quite well. The generation side is electrons and protons, but apparently the aliens have separated these two, protons being for lighting, and the electrons being the more dynamic force is to move machinery. And they can generate somehow and separate the two, which is what we're ultimately going to do. I think ultimately this technology is going to be used. When and where, I don't know. Who's actually going to take the lead and begin using it is another story. Whether or not Tulsa actually built some of these devices, I don't know. I'm beginning to get the impression that these devices were alien devices. Now, Andrew has a very specific concept of time and this time travel. I'm not disagreeing that that doesn't exist from time to time or in minutes or in hours ahead back and forth, maybe as much as 3 days. But my theory, and it was the two prevailing theory that I knew, was I had a great professor. It was Dr. Ehrlichson, Dr. Robbins, and then Rico Fermi's team. And some of the professors down there, as well as some of the other professors I know. And they explain time very simply to me. Time is made of linear time and nonlinear time. linear time being quite simple. You take time, go to point A, go to point B, point C, point D. And if you go back to point A and like and kill your parents, then you would not exist at point B. Or you would affect some outcome in point B. Nonlinear time is the same thing, but when you go back to point A and say you kill your parents, there is no effect in point B. Apparently, something along that line is happening. Now, my view was that because when I went to these areas in the past, as well as the future, but I'll get to that. The whole future thing is a different story than the past. When I went to these past events, they didn't look around as thoroughly as I did. I looked around quite thoroughly, brought back samples, and I found something out. They weren't identical samples. This was some kind of artificial world. And the past events that we went to, and some of them quite elaborate, were not real. They appeared to be some sort of, now the word didn't exist at the time, hologram, or part mannequins, or part real beings. But there was one event, and Brett Stillings was involved in this one. So was I. Now, Brett went on a jump with a female. I don't recall her name. He's listed there. And apparently there was this kid that was involved, and it slid off. We had made a ramp. Andrew's father had helped the ramp. He went up there, and then he passed away after that. Sorry to see. To make sure the ramp was done properly so it wouldn't collapse, a dirt ramp. Because these creatures could not go uphill for some reason, which I filed a report about that too. And so when he made this ramp, apparently Brett and this female went up to this ramp, and they were checking it out, making sure what was going on. They had this corrugated tent on the side of the ramp they were going to strategically place. So if the ramp collapsed or started to collapse, the tent on the side would move, and then you would know it was partially collapsing. And apparently this young boy came out and got mauled by this creature and then died. Nobody was ever recovered. But when they came back, I was there because I was very busy that day. So they asked me to go back to this area and find out what happened and see if they could find this kid and bring him back, which is what I did. I didn't see any kid there where the area that he told me was quite accurate because there's one piece of tin there going down the side and nothing. No kid was there. But then when on our way back, this kid mysteriously appears. He runs up this ramp again, slides down the side, and this event happens all over again. So I said, let's go back, and then we'll come back with another team and find out what happened. Now, another team came back, and I'm not going to go into details because there's people questioning my integrity and whatnot. But this event happened for the third time. And an elaborate report was filed about this, and everyone was questioned very thoroughly. Because now we took a casualty, and everyone was accounted for. Now, what happened? Apparently some sort of term, which is the first time I heard it, I give you my word, called some kind of causality loop. We're in some kind of loop, and we don't know the cause. Something was causing this loop. Now, as to what was going on, I don't know. After that, I went home. I've never discussed that again until many years later. But apparently we were repeating this with different people. And that was my theory on this whole time travel business. You're going back to the same area. Something's repeating. You have different personnel, and there's an interaction of a similar or an alike event for some reason. Now, why somebody had created this world, most of it artificial, I don't know. There's got to be a point to it. There's got to be a purpose. Is it some kind of training? Is it some kind of way of instructing people about past events? I don't know. Future generations are going to eventually figure this out. And that's my time theory. Basically, I have a few other points to make with it. And that's how I came to that conclusion. Now, the future is more of an interesting concept. Now, we get into this whole idea recently, which is being discussed in certain circles called mimicking. Whether these future jumps are mimicking us, or we are mimicking them. That is a very good question, which I don't think is going to be answered by my generation. So future generations, you're going to answer this question. Could it be possible, applying the same theory that I have for linear and nonlinear time and past events, to go to the future events and kind of ask the question, could they be observing our world to such an extent that when we jump to the future, they say to you, I'm from your future, and this is going to be your future. I have the new cell phone right here, and it's got all these new features, and here, I'll give you one, and this is from the future, and you use it, but I want you to patent that for me, and I want to split the dividends with you. Since them being an advanced civilization. Now, here's what this whole convincing goes on. And I think that's what it's about. Traveling from the past to the future. Go ahead.
Bernie, thank you so much for your time today, man. It's been very, very interesting. And I hope people will take this interview as part of their big goodie bag of research upon which they should basically do further research at bernardmendez.com and UFOQ&A, that's A&D, .com. Bernie, thank you so much.
Been a pleasure.
All right, we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Archives will be up at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, americanfreedomradio.com, guerrillamedia.co.nz, and also on my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media. We had a webcam with Bernie today, so it'll be a very good video. Join us in the social chat in just a few minutes.